As parents and policymakers stand between the hard decision of sending children back to school or keeping students at home with virtual learning, many teachers are feeling left out of the equation. Teachers have decided to turn towards the teachers' union to ensure that their voices are included within this decision, with vital concerns regarding available personal protective equipment, proper ventilation within the school building, and available testing. I sat down with Ms. Eve Shames, a fifth grade elementary school teacher in New York City, Ms. Karen Sujan, a preschool teacher from the Berkeley Unified School District, and Ms. Susanna Kasher, who serves as an administrative director at a preschool also located in Berkeley, California. Hello, Ms. Eve. Could you please tell us about the issue teachers are having to navigate within the concern of going back to school in the wake of COVID-19?
I think the issue is extremely complicated. There's no one right answer, and the different points that people make are very valid. I think people who are in favor of students going back, you know, stress that a lot of parents need to go back to work. A lot of students perform so much better when they're in person and they have individualized instruction from their teacher. I would say people who are not in favor of returning to school at the moment understand these things and know that parents need to get to work and students aren't doing as well in remote learning as they do in the classroom. But we're still in such a deep crisis. The coronavirus pandemic is still intensifying. Numbers are going up. With that said, there are certain safety precautions that need to be in place in order for schools to reopen. And while some schools or school districts may like say that they're going to have that, you know, we're not very convinced.
The District of Berkeley originally voted that transitional kindergartners through 12th graders would not be returning back to school, but essential preschool childcare workers would be resuming in-person learning. Ms. Karen, what was your experience as an essential preschool worker who was told to resume and return back to class?
So the superintendent had sent out a letter stating that it was unsafe for transitional kindergarten through 12th grade to return back to work for in-person teaching. And then the child development teachers who, or the preschool teachers, they were told that they would return. So the teachers organized and requested our union to represent us, you know, so that it would be fair across the board, you know, because our students are younger and they're not required to wear masks, and it's a lot harder to enforce like 6 feet distance with them because they're, you know, naturally inclined to want to play with each other. And also it would be hard to determine, you know, when they reconvened, if they were getting sick from COVID or if they're just getting sick from being exposed to each other or whatever. We just didn't feel comfortable returning. You know, they didn't have the hand sanitizer stations or the, you know, soap dispensers that they didn't have to touch, but that they were, you know, sensitive. They had sensors and, you know, all that stuff. So that wasn't even set up. So we felt like, well, no, we're not even ready for all that. And we just felt like we'd be like shadowing the kids just to protect them, you know, and then we felt vulnerable too, because, you know, like I have my kids at home and I don't want to bring home COVID, you know, and infect them.
That's a huge point of just of not wanting to bring COVID home to your family. Miss Susanna, you've been having to work since June. How do you feel with the pressures of being a mother and also an essential child care worker?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I cry a lot about it.
Yeah.
it's a lot of pressure. It's, you know, I'm trying to find a way to schedule my own work. Luckily, I'm an administrator, so I'm not in the classroom full time. You know, the teachers are really the ones that are there with the kids the full time, and I'm running around all over the place. So I'm trying to still work out being able to do distance learning with my kids in the morning, go to work for, you know, 6 or 7 hours, come home, make dinner, do their homework. all of the things that I was doing already before the shelter in place, but trying to squeeze all of that into one day with them being home the whole time. So it's very overwhelming. I keep telling myself it's not going to be like this forever. It might be like this for another year, but it's not forever. and I think there's like the regular mom stress and the household stress. And I think that that's something that's really hard, you know, for people who are not going, you know, out into the field. You know, everybody's got their stress, and parents who work from home have their stress too. But I think for those of us that have to actually go into a riskier situation, it's really hard to articulate how that feels emotionally every day and how exhausting it is to leave, to go somewhere, to wash up constantly, to constantly disinfect, and then, you know, be available emotionally to people, and then to come home. I have a really hard time articulating that to my own family, how exhausting everything feels when you leave the house, more so than ever before.
As a preschool teacher, what foundational aspects of child development could students be missing out on through not having in-class interaction?
They're not going to gain the skill of learning how to share with each other and interact and use their words so much. Social emotional is everything at this age for preschool. You know, that's when they start to learn how, you know, it's not just me, but it's us, you know, or me and you, you know, and then maybe us. but, you know, that's what we do most, honestly, is to teach them how to get along, you know, how to control themselves, like self-regulation, you know, and speech, you know, language, use your words. A lot of kids they're ESL kids, so their first language isn't English, you know, and so just trying to help them express themselves and also learn English, you know, so that, you know, they can go beyond gestures or just learning the routine, but, you know, get a little deeper with it.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Cuomo proposed that each of New York public schools would offer a hybrid of blended learning, which would be part-time in-person instruction and remote learning. Miss Eve, could you tell me what the teachers' union is pushing for in response to this?
The union and what union members are pushing for is just that schools have to like pass a safety check before that school reopens. So yeah, it's nice to say that they're gonna have all these sanitizing supplies and protective equipment for teachers, but we need to know that for sure. And like ventilator systems, there needs to be like a check on each school to make sure that it's in an okay place to reopen.
Do you feel prepared to go back?
I don't feel very prepared because it's still not entirely clear what's happening. So we're putting people at risk, and I think it's a lot mentally on teachers' mental health, on students' mental health. You know, if they're passing it on to their family members, you know, within New York City, we've already lost many educators, principals, other school staff, family members of kids. Like many people have passed, like the death toll is very high, and I don't want to see that impacting school communities even more than they already have.
We are in a field that is extremely undervalued and underpaid generally, and have always historically this has been an issue in our field, and I think it's feeling even more pervasive now that we are required to re-enter schools and care for children, and you know, follow really, really thorough safety, health and safety protocols. Mm-hmm. So it's just complicated. It's a very emotional time to be, on one hand, you know, keeping my family close, not seeing other people, not seeing our family so that we can keep ourselves and other people healthy. And then at the same time, for me to leave the house to go to work is opening us up to the possibility of getting sick.
I'd love to see my kids, you know, and be in person. I really don't enjoy distance learning at all, you know, but I'm just trying to make it fun and keep them engaged with interactive activities. And I'm willing to do this as long as I need to, you know, as opposed to going back in person. I'll do this and make this work the best I can.
Yeah, we're all in it together.
We are. Yeah, and I'm tired of it.
I hear you. Thank you, phenomenal essential teachers, for sharing your thoughts on going back to school in the midst of COVID-19. With just 2 months away from the presidential election, our vote will have a major impact on how we choose to value our teachers and students. Don't forget to register and get your voice heard through your vote. With KCSB News, I'm Kalia Kwa. Thanks for listening.